You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome everyone to this fabulous Saturday broadcast of Psychic View. The program is designed for you to ask one specific question, and the questions that you don't ask are, what does Spirit want to tell me, and what does the future hold for me? Those are full service, full session questions. I want a specific question, so ask about a person, ask about career, ask about moving, ask about anything else but those two global questions. So I'm just letting you know, the whole reason I do this broadcast is so that you can ask me a specific question to get clarity on a specific issue. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I'm going to go to area code 310. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Vince.
Hi, Vince. What's your question today?
Well, my question is this. I was suspended from my job that I work as a temp. And the 3 weeks will be on Tuesday because they said that somebody said that I went into a machine without locking it out, which I didn't do. I denied it. So they said it'll take about up to 3 weeks before they make a decision. So I'm just wondering if you see them reinstating me or if I'm going to get dismissed.
Well, I have a question for you, Vince. Is there a camera that's pointed to that machine?
No, there's no cameras there at all.
Okay. Then my point will be is that you're going to get reinstated, but they're going to be watching you like a hawk.
Yeah, that's what I figured too.
So here's what I would do within the next 3 weeks is I would start looking for another job because even when you get called back to this one, you're not going to feel comfortable in that environment moving forward. So what it's saying here is that don't do anything the hard way. They will call you back because they have no proof. Okay, you see what I mean? There's no video
right.
Proof. And I would actually say that, you know, you don't have proof that I'm not telling you the truth. In other words, I'm telling you the truth and you don't have proof otherwise. That's how I would say
yeah,
it.
Well, I did tell him that I would be willing to sign an affidavit and even take a lie detector test because my boss told me that my coworker said that he signed a document saying that I did, and that's
okay.
When I told him that that's what I would do. So
okay.
And 3 weeks will
so
be Tuesday.
It sounds like you will be called back, but I would start looking for something else because for probably a month after this, after you get called back, they're going to be watching you like a hawk. I'm just telling you that we can't be in a job where it feels like you're doing it the hard way all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because I did have a phone job interview with their competitor, and they're setting me up with another job interview next week sometime on a Zoom or something. So
okay.
I'm wondering if I get that one.
Well, it's saying that you're going back to work within 3 weeks. So whether it's at your former job or this new job, there's a job.
Okay.
So you don't end up not employed.
Okay.
Okay? All right, guy.
All
thanks
right.
for the call.
Well, thank you.
See
right,
you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the – hold on, let me get him on the air. My computer's running a little slow here, guys. All right, let me go to area code 610. Hello, 610. Who's this? My computer's still buffering.
Hi, this is Tonette calling.
Hi, Tonette. What's your question for me today?
Okay, my question is, things are going great with me and Christine. She gave me the diamond ring on Valentine's Day.
Yay.
Christmas is right around the corner. Okay,
yeah.
So my question is, when is Christine going to sit down with me, and when are we setting a wedding date?
You know what's really interesting here is that I think she gave you the ring and proposed to you specifically to tell you that she is promising her life to you, all right? In her mind, I'm just going to tell you this, in her mind, she's already married to you. Do you see what I mean?
Right. I get that.
So what it's saying is for her to actually have the ceremony and, you know, the official paperwork that goes along with you two being life partners, that's
right.
Not as important to her.
Right.
So you're asking me the question when? According to what I'm getting in your cards here, it's saying probably a ceremony won't happen until 2023.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So here's the thing, is that you know it's going to happen, so relax into the fact that it will happen, but I wouldn't push it, because the more it's her idea, you know, the more into it and involved she'll be, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm just saying. Because here's the thing is that now that you've finally got her to commit in a way that she has stepped up and said, you're my woman, right? The fact that she finally stepped up, and that was a huge step in her mind with you.
Right, and she's starting to show my picture to her coworker. She told me that, and
yeah. So there's no issue at all in my mind or in the vibration of your cards that you have been chosen. All right, I just don't want you to push it right now. And as a matter of fact, you might even say, I'm not sure that we should actually have our ceremony until 2023 because I want us to have a really kick-ass party.
Right.
So if you say that to her, it's going to feel like a huge sense of relief that you're not pushing to run off to, you know, Vegas to get married. You see what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. But it's going to happen. It's just I want you to relax on the when, because you already have her heart, according to this, Tonetta.
Oh, I know. I give her her space. I let her come forward. You know what I mean?
All right. That's my girl. That's my girl.
Okay. I'll be in touch.
All right. Take care. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 775 area code. Hey, is this Wendy?
Good morning, Mona. I love you.
Hi, Wendy. What's your question today?
Well, as I've mentioned, I live with my sister, Leslie. Our lease
right.
is up at the end of April next year.
And
I tested the waters yesterday. She sounds like she's still receptive to she and I renting a new place together. Cost of living has skyrocketed in Sacramento. So,
oh God, yeah.
Will I find a place that we can afford that's nice, that we'll love, and will she really sign the new lease contract around April, May, March, in that time frame next year?
So, I have a question for you before you just up and decide to move, okay? I would ask your landlord if there's an intention for your rent to be raised as of your lease renewal, or if they're going to keep your rent at the same rate.
Oh, they will raise it.
Okay.
They will raise it.
You need to find out how much. This is why I'm asking you to do this. So you reach out to your landlord and you say, you know, hey, it's me, Wendy. You know, I've been a good tenant. My sister and I have paid on time. I'm just curious what you're planning for the renewal of our lease and what our rent will be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
but if you ask
that, we want to move.
Okay, I understand. But what I want you to consider is, let's say right now you're paying $1,800 a month in rent. Let's say that's the amount. And your landlord turns around and says, well, I'm raising it to $2,000. Okay?
Right.
So you know either way, if you stayed where you are, you'd be paying $2,000. So now the budget would be you look for a place that's $2,000. Do you see what I mean?
I get
okay.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you want to ask, because your landlord could surprise you and say, well, I'm not planning on raising your rent. And if he says that, could I get that in writing, please?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just telling you. But what it's saying here is that the timing for you to find a place that's reasonable, you know, in your budget would be coming around May of 2022. So it looks like the timing would go right along with you moving and changing locations. So I don't think that's going to be an issue, Wendy.
Oh, that sounds great.
I just want you to have the knowledge of what the rent would be raised to, so you know that you would have had to pay that amount no matter what, you see?
You know what? I appreciate you helping me to understand that concept. That's very, very intelligent. Thank you.
Well, takes one to know one, girl. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 805 area code. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Donna from South
Hi, Oklahoma. Donna. What's your question for me today?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Do you see a relationship coming in?
Hold
with
on,
me,
Donna.
For me,
hey, Donna, can you, so Donna, sweetheart, Donna, could you take me off speaker?
Yes. Okay, you're off speaker.
Yeah, that's much better. Could you ask me your question again?
If you see a relationship coming in for me with a guy.
Let's see. Hold on.
What do you see for my love life?
Let's see. Hold on. Actually, this is interesting because there's a fella showing up in your cards, and the power month that he's going to show up in your cards, according to this, is April of 2022, all right? This is a guy that's very opinionated. He's got a very definite way of doing things. He's achieved a certain amount of success in his life, so he's comfortable, all right? Financially, he's comfortable. Career-wise, he's comfortable. I really like this guy. He's super opinionated, though. So this is a guy that might love Donald Trump, or this is a guy that would be, you know, very definite about the ability to own guns, all right? I'm just telling you, he's got a very, very strong opinions, all right? The interesting thing is it looks like he's just gone through a divorce, and the woman that he divorced from basically married him specifically because he was in a certain place in his life and he had achieved a certain financial goal. Now, it was, in his mind, incredibly unfair to him that he had to pay her anything. All right, I'm just saying, this is the guy. However, what I like about the two of you is that you sort of treat him like he's your annoying little brother, that you don't think he's that. You actually treat him like he's no big deal. This guy really likes you. So when you say, you know, marriage is not necessarily my goal in a relationship, so it might not be a ring and a date, but a ring would be nice. I'm just looking for my companion of choice. I'm looking for the guy that I can be with 40 years from now, all right? So when you go into that vibration that you are an equally strong partner in a love relationship with this fella, he's going to turn his head towards you because it's not, he's not looking for some woman that has had a nose job, a boob job, and wears short skirts all the time. He's not looking for her. He's looking for someone that he can, you know, go weekend retreats to the beach. He's looking for a gal that can sit at the bar with him and have a drink and share dinner. I mean, he's looking for someone that can incorporate into the lifestyle he already likes to live, which is, interestingly enough, very much like yours.
Oh, wow.
So
romance, that sounds great.
Romance finds you, okay? And in a way, I want you to start doing the two-second rule, okay? And you're like, well, what's the two-second rule? Two-second rule is when you see a guy that's attractive, I want you to look at him in the eye for 2 seconds, and I want you to smile. I call it sparkle eyes. I want you to shoot him sparkle eyes for 2 seconds. And if he comes up to you and goes, do I know you? And you say, no, you just look nice. You just look like a nice guy, right? Well, of course, he's going to agree with you. Well, yeah, I am a nice guy, right? You see? So What I'm trying to tell you is love's going to find you just by you paying attention to the fellas that are trying to catch your eye, all right? But here's the thing, is I am happy to tell you, Donna, you don't end up alone. You end up with a guy that actually can be your partner. You know, I'm going to share a story with you because this happened with one of my clients. So 2 years ago, this gal marries this guy because he's a good guy, right? Good guy, right? Successful in his career, all this. So she marries him. But up until the point she marries him, she's having doubts about him because, you know, she's expecting to have that sort of zing of a feeling, right? Well, she didn't really get the zing with this guy, but she married him anyway. Well, within a month after she married the guy, she met the guy that gave her the zing, right? So she spent the next 6 months divorcing the guy she just married, right? And in the meantime, secretly dating the guy that gave her the zing, right? So I'm sitting there going, oh my God, the guy gave you the zing, which is, you know, exactly how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to get that sort of extra feeling. So now she's officially divorced. They've been officially, the guy with the zing, they've been dating now for a year, and they're going to announce their engagement in early 2022. So she found the guy, but she should have paid attention to the doubts that she had about marrying the other guy, but that's okay. She found the guy with the zing. So I'm telling you, you're about to find the guy with the zing. And it's happened. April is your power month, or connected with the number 4 in some way. That it's the number 4 or the power month of April that you either meet him or you realize that this is the fella that you could actually have the long-term relationship with. All right, Donna, hope that's helpful. Have a great rest of the day.
Oh, so helpful. I so appreciate
it. See you later.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Dion.
Hi, Dion. What's your question?
When do you see improvement in finances for me?
So, you know, it's so funny because sometimes I get an immediate vibe from someone as soon as I hear their voice. And the immediate vibe that I got from you is that you work your butt off and it doesn't seem like you're that appreciated. So there's a couple of things that I'm getting with you. First of all, you work really hard at what you do. You're good at what you do. I'm also getting that you might not be sleeping very well right now. So here's the thing. Finances improve when you actually give yourself permission to get another job. Because here's the thing.
I did apply.
Okay, so
really
what is it you do for
company.
Work? Honey Bunny, what do you do for work?
I own my own business, but I decided to start going back into real estate, and I applied at a humongous company, and right now my application's under consideration. That job would ideal for me.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't think you're going to have a problem getting the job, but I had something else jump into my brain when you were talking. So the job that you're doing right now, that you own your own business, what industry is that?
I sell windows. It's a building industry.
Okay. So I have an idea for you, which is going to sound way out of the blue and out of left field, but here's my idea for you. Is I would like to see you think about getting hired at a Jackson Hewitt or an H&R Block and learn how to do taxes, all right? In other words, they're going to pay you to learn how to do taxes. So this could be something you could do in the evenings part-time, 20 hours a week. They'll train you, and you get paid to do people's taxes, all right? You might want to consider doing Dion's taxes. So in other words, say you learn how to do taxes now, you work through tax season in for 2021, you work the first 5 months of 2022 doing taxes for people, which means you'll see all the different ways taxes can be done, and that basically you're plugging information into a software and you're printing it out, and people either get a refund or they write a check and it goes off to the IRS, right? But what if you learned how to do taxes? So you decide to get hired at the real estate company, and you start doing real estate. But during the tax year, you do taxes for people. Okay? Now, there's a gal in Vegas that just sold her company for $600,000, and she's done taxes for 40 years here, all right? And she specialized in gamblers. So people that had, you know, that would win and they would bring their gambling receipts and all this sort of stuff, she would do their taxes and be able to deduct the fact that they had all these losses connected to their winnings, right? Well, she ended up selling her tax business for $600,000, and she's retired now. But it was something that for the first 5 months of the new year, she would be busy doing taxes. And then, but she had all this other part-time stuff. The thing is that if you're going into real estate anyway, you might as well, with all the connections that you meet, also hand out a business card that says Dion's Taxes. Just a thought, because I think you're really good with numbers.
I am really good with numbers.
So here's the thing, is that I like the idea of you getting back into real estate. I love that idea. I also want you to have something that brings you a chunk of money during a certain period of the year, like tax season, where you can do taxes for 6 months out of the year, and basically once you have your clients, they'll come back to you year after year. From what I understand, the software to do taxes for other people costs somewhere around $4,000 or $5,000. But you have the tax software, you plug in those numbers for people, and you're doing their taxes.
Okay. I can look into that. I don't see why not.
Here's the cool thing about it is that you get hired at a Jackson Hewitt or an H&R Block for this coming up tax season. You'll learn how to do it. And then the following tax season, you're doing it on your own. Just a thought. But this is saying that whatever you're doing right now, you're just not appreciated, and it's time for you to step into your own spotlight. So I totally support the idea of you going into real estate, no matter what else you decide to do. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Okay,
okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi. Let's see. This is Christina. And
hi, Christina.
How are you? Hi.
Good. What's your question? I've got just a couple minutes left.
Okay. I have a childhood friend that I grew up with who has done a lot of really good things for me, but can be controlling. And I believe that she was reading my texts, talked to my lawyer behind my back, and told her some things about me that was just so you don't do. She dropped the ball with me and then hired a shaman to see what I was up to, who
okay.
happened to be
so,
like my life coach.
Hold on.
So the
okay.
question is...
Hang on. I got to go right to your... because I know what you're about to ask me. Here's what I want you to do. Is I want you to phone your attorney and say, did so-and-so call and ask you or tell you, report things about me to you, right? And if
she
your attorney...
because they're friends, and she doesn't want me to speak to her. When I looked at the attorney, she looked at me like I was disgusting. Anyway, the thing is, she's lying about all of this, and I just wanted to know if you could tell me why she won't tell the truth to me. Like, she's enraged with me for she's denying it and invading my sacred space.
Okay, here's the thing, is that I would rather you step back from I just get this feeling over and over again here, Christina, that there are people around you that are taking advantage of your good nature and the fact that you want to align with spirit. And actually, I'd like you to take a break from those people just in general. Because
yes,
what I'm getting here is that you're seeing the truth of a situation, and all you can do right this moment is step back and retreat, and it may be time for you to get another attorney.
Oh, yeah, she's no longer my attorney, and I'm not speaking to the accountant friend anymore.
Okay, good. All right, good.
But I was curious, why would she not be honest about it?
There are just some really icky people out there, girl. There just are. And
they don't.
The funny thing is that what I actually think it boils down to is that, you know, you keep sitting in your spiritual strength, and there are other people around you that are taking advantage of the fact that you are trying to do everything the karmically correct way. There's just some icky people.
Thank you.
Yeah, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, God bless you. Thanks.
All right, same to you. Okay,
bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.